Welcome, everyone, to the RLT Pivot Podcast. My name is Tracy, and I am joined with my awesome co-host, Mr. Dan Jansen. How are you, sir?
I'm doing absolutely terrific. How are you, Trace?
I am good. Absolutely. It's another Thursday. What can I say? Yeah,
I know.
It's nice and sunny outside. Enjoying it. Yep.
85 degrees. The market's open. I mean, what else do we need?
You can't ask for a better life than this.
No. Unless you're a full-time trader, right? So that's the whole topic of today. Look at that segue into it as well. So entire topic is how to make that leap into working a 9-to-5 into how to become a full-time trader. So
what are some of the other things that you might think are important for transitioning into becoming a full-time trader?
Well, yeah, so like I said, have that trading plan polished, but keep in mind it's going to change just with time. And the only way you get really good at the markets is screen time, right? As you're trading, if you win a trade, lose a trade, check your trades, understand why you won, why you lost, what you would have done different, would you have done anything different, right? And as good as your plan might be today, it might be horrible in a week from now, right? The market condition changes and your plan that you were gung-ho about and I feel really great, I need to quit my job, the market changes, right? If you're all in a bullish market, it's going to look different, your trade setups, than if you're in a bearish market, right? Of how that sentiment works, when to take trades, when not to take trades. Should you wait a little extra for another pivot higher before you come down? If the market's trading sideways or choppy, plans work in different environments differently, right? It doesn't mean you're a bad trader. It doesn't mean you have a bad trading plan. It just means you're applying the wrong tool to the wrong facility at that point, right? So that's where the mentor comes in. If you could find somebody with experience, somebody that has made that transition, the markets in 2020, 2021, they're very similar to 2008 when we had the crash, right? But if you're just trading now, man, this has got to be a whirlwind for a lot of people. Just like what's happening every day is massive jumps all over the place, all that stuff. There's different times when you could find somebody that has the most experience you could get your hands on. Send them a gift, right? Be like, hey, listen, I want to get you lunch. I want to hang out with you. I need to pick your brain because he's going to come into he or she's going to come into a very value zone for you if you are able to say, number one, things are going great. Can they go better? Do you think I'm still doing okay? But I feel like they're going good. If they're not going well, this is what I'm facing right now. Like, man, I got these bills coming up. How did you do this? Like, what was your key formula? What advice do you have for me? That advice could change your life. That advice could change your entire trajectory on your trading career. That might advance your career by 5 years, right? But the entire being able to reach out to anybody to say, listen. And if the best person you could find has been trading for a week, great. Let me get you lunch too, because that's still one more week. And there's something that you might know that I don't know, right? Well, let's partner up. Let's be accountability buddies, right? That is extremely important into the markets. And then if you have somebody with experience, someone that's been around for a while, they can say, listen, don't freak out. This is what happened in this scenario when I was trading, right? There's going to be hard times in the market. People that got into the markets in 2007, right before the 2008 crash, they might have had a great trading plan. They might have been, forget you work, I'm going to be a full-time day trader, and then all of a sudden the markets crash. And you're like, oh, great, that was a big mistake, huh? And that could happen again. I don't know. We don't know what the future brings. But things aren't too different than they were before. There's always some kind of similarity or some way that somebody felt a similar way or had to face a similar challenge that you might be facing. And even just that one piece of advice could get you over that little hump, could keep you in the game. Like I said, it's all about screen time. The more you see something, the more you are ready for it next time. The more you start to understand how the gears of the market work, and then even how like one stock could affect another stock and the overall atmosphere, what the Fed's doing, how the rates. I mean, we've been in 10 years of zero rate. Interest rate from the Fed. Now we're starting to get 5%. People are freaking out. But you go back just not too far before, we had 15-16% from the Fed. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're not extremely high, but it feels different. It feels very, very different right now. So find somebody that's been in the game for long enough and grab as much knowledge as you possibly can from them.
Absolutely. That's a great point. Great point. Now, let's say that you've made the transition. What happens, or how would you know that it was the wrong decision? When do you throw in the towel and realize maybe this was the wrong thing for me to do?
I would think when the passion dies.
Okay.
If you're not passionate about anything you do, I think that the question is, why are you not passionate? Is it because you didn't win today, right? And you're just down on the dumps. Yeah. If it's actually like, yeah, I really hate what I'm doing. This is not great. Probably time to throw the towel in, right? Or figure out why what you originally thought it was is not this. But I think having passion, like, you should really want to, it doesn't matter what you do, but you should want to love what you do. I won't do anything I don't love doing. Mm-hmm. Right. It could be the best paying job in the world. It could be the best XYZ. It could be the awesomest vacation. And if I'm like, I'm just not into it, I'm just, I don't want to waste my time. Right. I know my time's limited. Right. So I'm going to be, it's the only thing I can't get back. And I don't want to waste it on things I don't want to do. Right.
Right.
And if I wake up and the markets are just not making me happy and I'm just not into it, and just whether I'm making money or not, all right, that's the day I'll pull the plug for me. Right. So as long as I'm still passionate about it, I still love what I do, I'm enjoying it, I'm going to keep doing it for as long as I possibly can.
See, and I'm going to add to that. I'm going to say, because I love your answer, I'm going to say that in conjunction with you haven't asked for help. So if you've gone to a place where you are no longer passionate about what you do, you dread getting up in the morning, you don't want to do the trading, you're just bleeding the account dry, and you refuse to ask for help, then maybe this isn't for you. You know, so because there's going to be moments where you feel like quitting, there's going to be moments where you feel like throwing in the towel. And those are really important times where you actually reach out to your group, reach out to your mentor, reach out to the people around you, your support group, and you say, hey, look, I'm really struggling right now. What's that advice? And do what Dan just talked about, because everyone's got a world of experience, and we're not reinventing the wheel here. People have been through this over and over and over again. So why continue to repeat the same mistakes? Why not learn from them? That's pride. So drop the pride, reach out and ask for help. But if you can't do that, if you refuse to do that and you've lost your passion, then absolutely probably not the best thing for you. Right.
I agree. And I think the passion drives, like, I know some of the best traders I know have blown up multiple accounts, have been down and out, have not a penny to the name. And right now you're sitting there like, wow, how's this guy making so much money? How's this guy, like, he's got all the time in the world, he's on vacations, traveling all over the place. You're like, wow, I want to be like that guy. Right. But you only see that picture of what's posted on Instagram. You don't see the journey that led up to it. Right. So the same person that you're looking at, whoever it might be, that says, yeah, I'm making so much, I'm doing this full time, I got all the free time I need, I could go hang out with the kids, go to their plays or shows, sporting events, I could go do whatever I need to, I could invest into XYZ funds, I could do whatever it is. There is a process for that to get there. And it's not usually the cleanest thing of, hey, I woke up one day, decided to be a trader, I put $2,500 into an account, and now I'm a billionaire. Right.
Yeah.
There's a big journey to get there. The person that overcomes those challenges, the person that's in the game the longest, will be at that point when your time is ready to be at that point, right? Your time might not be today to get to your goal, but it doesn't mean that you're a bad trader. It doesn't mean you're not meant for this. But if you have the passion to be like, man, that trade didn't work out, I thought it was a good setup, a gap down $50 overnight, and I blew up the account, or just whatever it was, I got out of my head, I was in there too deep, whatever the case was, that's all fixable. That's all something you can work on and improve on, right? Mm-hmm. The charts are still going to be open tomorrow. The charts are still going to be open a year from now,
yeah,
right? 20 years from now. But the person that goes, yeah, you know, I blew up the account, I put $10,000 in, I blew it up, and this is not for me, this is tough. Okay, it's probably not for you. If you're not willing to come back, to fight back, continue learning, continue educating, there was something that happened to that account, whether it was your own fault, whether it was something just bad luck in the market, you weren't prepared for it, you didn't know how to really hedge against some kind of move. That's just more education that you need. That's just more involvement. Head into the community, talk to other members, watch the real Pivot podcast, take the classes again, refocus, get that job, build up the account, however you make money until just to get back into the game, because it might happen once. It might happen 2-3 times. I hope it doesn't happen to anybody. But unfortunately, things like this happen. But to get to where you actually want to be, the only way to get there is to be persistent.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Now I'm going to talk a bit about expectations. So I want to come back to that, to expectations in a second. I just want to say one other thing. And that is, it's kind of a twist or a different perspective of looking at losses. And if you look at losses as a way of preparing yourself for a larger R, it's mind-blowing, right? So I have struggled myself with increasing my R. There's a specific number that I can increase my R to. And once I get to that number, it's like an imaginary wall that just goes poof, hits me in the head and says, hey, wait a minute, you're no longer thinking in R's, you're thinking in dollars. And that every time I get up to that R level and try and break through it, I have these moments where I fall apart and I have to pull it back and try again. And I haven't blown out an account, and I've said that before, but what's happened to me is every time I get to that level, I hit that wall and I have to retreat, and I need to get that strength. But I tell you that every time I get up to that level, I'm finding easier and easier and easier. And the way that I'm looking at it now is that R that I'm currently getting to is preparing me for a bigger R. I need to get used to seeing those losses, the dollar losses. I need to get used to seeing those losses so that I can prepare myself for a larger R, because as easy as it is to think in R's, and only think in R's. So let's say that you have a $500 R. Let's say you have a $100 R. Okay, so you're thinking in R's. I made 10 R this month. That's great. Now you transition it into a $200 R. Great. I made 10 R this month, and it's, you know, 20 grand and 2 grand, whatever. 10 R, 2 grand. So now you're transitioning into a $1,000 R. Now you're making 10 R in a month. That's $10,000. And there's a thermostat in everybody. There's a number at which point it becomes, oh my goodness, you start to get a little bit emotional about it. And that's what I'm talking about. So imagine $1 million R. Imagine $1 million R and you still make 10 R a month. Like that number is mind-blowing for some people. And let's say that you're trading with a $2 million R, and it's exponential. And that, like I said, that number. So if you can start thinking of losses as a way of preparing yourself for a larger R, it can help. I think that's my personal opinion. But anyway, now I want to get back to
expectations. I think the one key word you said about the wall was imaginary.
It is. It's absolutely imaginary. Like I said, it's inside of it. Yeah. No, it's not there. It's not there. It's not real, but it is still a psychological obstacle that I need to overcome somehow. And it's easier said than done. Easier said than done. Wish it was easier. I wish I could just do it, just like Nike, just do it. But yeah. Anyway, it's a language thing.
I think you do bring up a very valid and very strong point where, that's just a challenge of trading, right? If you're working a 9-to-5 job, I don't know what your salary is, you know, let's say $100,000 for somebody, right? Fantastic. You're probably crushing it depending on where you live, but pretty sure you're crushing it. You could at least worst case live comfortably. Mm-hmm. Right. But if you have a $10,000 R and you do that 10 R's in 1 month, you almost feel like you don't deserve to have that money. It's wild, right? So somebody that feels like they don't deserve to have this much money this quick, or I don't know how to handle it, that's usually the psychological, like, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And it all comes together when it clicks. Yep. Right. When you're ready to accept money, money comes to you. And it's just all a psychological thing of I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm here. I'm willing to accept it. I have plans for this money. I know what I'm going to do with it. And that's when those barriers don't seem so realistic. And it is what it is. It's imaginary, right? And that's when you can break through those type of barriers.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's an absolutely great point. So now let's step back to expectations, because you talked a little bit about that earlier. And I want to say that that is one of the other key components, both in preparing to transition into full-time trading and staying as a full-time trader and not throwing in the towel. Those expectations are really crucial. And I think that, because I've had conversations with traders in the last probably 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I've had conversations with multiple traders that are hitting a wall. Again, hitting a wall in their trading, but they're new. They've just transitioned into trading, or they trading full time. Or they're just, you know, in the first 2 years of their journey. How long do you think that it takes to get good at trading? And again, I understand that this is an arbitrary number, because it's going to be different for everybody depending on, you know, how much time you put in front of the screen, how quick of a learner you are, how much mentoring and coaching you have, what kind of support network, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, there's some variables that play in here, but on average, what do you think?
Yeah, Wynn's thrown in the chat. I know Jeremy Newsom's also said 5 years. Rock saying 3 years. I'm gonna cop out of this one. I'm just gonna stick with Jeremy Newsom's, because, and not that I'm copping out, but I do feel like that is a solid time frame.
Yeah, 5 years.
For you to get very good. Yeah, your first year, you have the first year, you're honestly, it's like your parents are your father's trying to teach you how to swim by throwing you into the ocean, right?
Yes.
Which is how I learned. And after they resuscitated me at the hospital, it was, but that's what you're being tossed into this new environment. You hear all these words that people have been doing it for a while. If you're listening to even some of us on the mic, something can sound so foreign to you today.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So 5 years to get good. And Jeremy says, what, 10 years to get great?
I believe he's there. I don't want to put the words in his mouth, but I believe he's somewhere like 5 years to be a good trader, and then
10 to be right. And again, I think. Yeah.
And you got different answers. Rock saying three. It depends on what you define as good, right? Depends on what you define as great. Yes. If you're looking to skate by, if you're looking to say, hey, you know what? I'm stable. I know what I'm doing. I understand the charts. I'm not that confused in the market anymore. And I have enough revenue coming in from trading where, okay, maybe I'm not killing it outside and bringing all this extra, but I'm able to cover the bills. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. I would say there's a little fly in here for some reason. I don't know. But I would say that 5 year time frame gives you enough time to make all the mistakes you could possibly make. You're going to make more after, but it gives you enough time to really start to understand the markets and to understand yourself.
Yeah.
Right. How do you bounce back from the mistakes? How do you deal with the losses? How can you better improve yourself to deal with losses? What do you do with the gains? Are you ready to increase your Rs? All of that stuff you're going to learn in the first 5 years.
Yep.
And you're just building accounts. You're snowballing it. Right. And that first 5 years is probably, I would say, I'll go with Rock on this one. Your first 3 years is probably the toughest.
Yes.
Because you're going from, I know pretty much essentially nothing to, okay, I'm getting better and now I suck again and then I'm coming back. And,
you know enough to be dangerous.
That, it's just that constant process, that tug of war that you have. And then after you finally get through that point, you start to understand like, okay, I just need to, usually it's to slow down, usually to refocus, usually to get more involved in kind of your own process and tailor it more to you of how you are as a trader.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Natasha brings up a good point, you know, and how much do you need to lose to get there? Again, it's going to be different on everybody. As far as I'm concerned, how much you need to lose to get there is rock bottom kind of. And for everybody, their rock bottom is a little bit different. And some people need multiple lessons, the same lesson over and over again before they get it. And some don't. They make a mistake, they learn from it, and they move on. And it doesn't get repeated. And there's no right or wrong answer. That's independent to who you are. So just, I guess, having that expectation in place and knowing that this is not something that you're going to get done in a year. It's not something you're going to get done in 6 months. It may, but most likely not. And having that expectation allows you to be a little bit more gentler on yourself and also prepare for that duration of time that it's going to take. One of the things that I see with a lot of traders now is a desperation to make money, a desperation to trade, a desperation, whatever, but it's desperation. And we've talked about this before, but money, we've used the analogy that money is almost like a being, it's human. And if you imagine money like a woman, okay, she doesn't like to be stalked, doesn't like to be chased. If you, okay, were a female sitting at the bar and, or anywhere, you were just walking around, whatever, and you had these guys just running up to you and whatever, you'd look at them going, oh my goodness, go away. And you'd run away. And you don't want that. And when there's desperation, it's the least attractive form of yourself. So you're going to repel the things that you want the most. And that's not a good sign. So the desperation needs to go. But the lessons, how much you need to lose, it's going to be different for every single individual. And like I said, you just need to have those proper expectations in place. And that being said, like I said, you need to have all of those other things in place. You need to prepare. The other thing I want to ask you guys all, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, is trading can be one of the most lucrative careers on the planet. There's no ceiling. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. You can do it anywhere. You can do it as long as you have an internet connection and you have a source of income. And even in that, I mean, there's funded accounts. There's all sorts of ways that you can trade as a career and do it full time. There's multiple ways. And the ceiling for income is unlimited. It's unlimited. And like I said, doesn't matter whether you're male or female. What other career on the planet can bring in that kind of income without massive training, a lot of time spent? And I don't care whether you're in business, whether you're a professional or what, you have to put in the dues. Nobody goes to business school, gets out of school, and the next day they're making $1 million in bonuses. They're not. They're starting at the ground up. They're working through the company. They're making their way up the CEO ladder or the C ladder. They're making their way up until they get to a place where they're making the kind of income that they are always dreamed of. If you're a dentist, a lawyer, a doctor, any of the professionals, you go 12 years to school before you start to even make an income. And now you've got to pay off all your debt for learning before you even start to get to the green and you can start living your life the way that you ever overdreamed of. So you need to keep things in perspective. And if you can't recognize that, then you need to go buy a lottery ticket and just spend your money there, because that's basically what you're doing with the stock market, is you're trying to gamble your way into a future that really doesn't exist. You need to prepare for it, plan for it, and understand, you know, what the expectations are. Okay.
I agree. Yeah. The only ways you could get those corporate bonuses is either work for it or your dad's the president. And those are the only two solutions that you could possibly have, Anessa. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Now we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you one last question. If you could go back and tell yourself, give yourself some words of advice before you started, what would they be?
If I could give myself
yep.
advice in two words, huh? That's a good question. I'm trying to narrow it down to two words and narrow all my suggestions down.
It doesn't have to be two words. Just what would you say to yourself?
No, I'm going to stick with the criteria. I want to follow the rules here. Honestly, I would say slow down. That would be it for me. Because I think, like most people that get in, you do go through periods of like, I want to make $1 million today. I need that next big, and I still have friends that are, and they're not full time into the market because probably the same thing. They just haven't realized it, and the market's always out to get them. They're always like, every time I take a trade, he'll still send me screenshots of his portfolio. He's got like a bunch of companies that none of them make any money. And they're all like, he's like, yeah, I'm down still 60% on my account. I'm like, buy a real company every now and then. Just buy a real company that actually makes money, right? But it's always the companies that he specifically, the guy I'm thinking about, he's always buying this company that's going to be the next big something, right? He's trying to hit the big lottery ticket. And then he's wondering why his entire account's down 60%, 70%. He's like, this company's not listed anymore. Because you're really, all you are essentially doing is putting a lot of money onto those lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. And I hope one pays off for you. But I have not met somebody who built their wealth from playing in a casino, right? There's lots of people that own the casino. That's different. But I've met a lot of people who make money in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And you will hit those big ones. Trust me, those ones will come. We're like, man, this is a great trade. This is a great opportunity. I'm going to buy some calls or puts in this market, I think, longer term. And once in a while, that vision will work out for you. But the grind is what gets you to the next day. The grind of just looking at charts, repeating the process, trying to just follow your rules, that will take you to the next level. That will give you the extra cash to take that next shot. The people that are hitting those big, big plays, which can happen, a lot of times they're taking their entire accounts and putting it all into something. And if it doesn't hit, they got another job. They got something else. They're going to try to refund it or just be done with the market.
Yes. I like that. Let's call it practice rather than grind. Sounds good to me. I'm going to tease you here for a second, Dan, but I'd hate to see what I said if we gave you three words.
Well, yeah, but one of the words is a curse word. No, it'd probably be more of a just slow down dummy. I would just say dummy at the end of it. Just
yeah, to slow down. Myself. Yeah.
But
cool. Yeah, mine would have been mentor sooner. That's what mine would have been. Mentor sooner. Get a mentor sooner.
That sounds like cool. A good bumper sticker. I like it.
All right. Well, thank you. We're done.
I appreciate you guys joining us each and every week. Well, I can't even talk. That's how much fun I had on this one. But we will see you guys all next week. Appreciate all you guys in the chat. If you guys are not here during the chat, you guys are more than welcome to join us. It's all access pass at reallifetrading.com. Otherwise, we do put out a new episode every single Friday. Tracy, always a pleasure hosting with you. And we will see all you guys in the next podcast. Take it easy, guys.